What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tommy, we got a troubling text from you on Friday as a show.
Yeah.
Like, we're in Wyoming getting our cowboy on. Nobody was saying that.
No, we all were.
I was.
Exactly. I was like, I'm out here getting my cowboy on.
Mm-hmm. And then we got a text from Tommy.
Frantically.
Oh, yes. Seemed like danger was booming.
Yeah, Tommy, what did you do on Friday? Was it Friday?
It was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday afternoon. Should I pull up the text and just read it?
Or yes, please. Yeah,
sure, do you mind if I share a screenshot of said text? Because I screenshot it on Friday with every intention of doing that, but I wanted to ask first.
Go for it. Yeah, yeah. So Friday, so the last couple months, my dad's been doing some fundraising for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society around here.
Okay, great.
Which is awesome, and he did a great job, and he put a lot of work into it. Super cool. And they were having like a celebratory gala. Now, in my head, I'm thinking
a gala.
A gala.
Gala.
Is that
gala?
Gala.
Is that like a female golem?
Sorry. Yeah. Let's see. Gala. Gala. Anyway,
I've heard gala and gala, but I've never heard gala.
Gala.
Very guttural,
I've
isn't
heard
it?
Gala.
Is that a gula?
So anyway, there was a big celebratory thing. There we go.
It's called
with
a fancy dance.
Okay,
having a fancy dance.
I thought it was going to be a big fancy dance as well. I'm thinking of like from like, you know, like the princess movies where it's like, yeah, we're having a big thing.
Did you think this charity event was going to be like Cinderella and there'd be a pumpkin carriage?
Low key, yeah. Okay. They were like, yeah, cash bar, you know.
That was
a big
factor in the whole Princeton thing.
Yeah, well, they said to dress fancy. I'm like, okay, bet. So I dressed up.
Kind of fancy, not really.
And they were doing a silent auction when we walked in. They asked for our cards, and I'm like, okay, cool. I have no idea what this means. And so I was like, okay, la, 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 walked in, went and got some drinks, dropped some cheese cubes on the floor, which was unfortunate. I was really excited about those. But around the edge of the place was a bunch of different things, you know, from fundraising that they got.
That you can bid on silently.
Yeah.
Silent auction.
So I was like, okay, cool. And I'm walking through, and there's like, you know, actually Skydive Grand Haven had a thing. I'm like, oh, I know them. And then there was another one for just a bunch of other stuff. And then
we understand silent auctions.
Oh, sorry.
Let's
get to
you.
So they had items.
So yes. I'm walking around and suddenly something piques my interest. Something very, very exciting. It was Big Bird from Sesame Street on a t-shirt. And I'm like, whoa.
Wow, okay,
as opposed to the other Big Bird.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing.
So I got super pumped.
I already have a t-shirt with Big Bird from Logan Airport on it. You know their guy.
Yeah. Okay. So you stumbled across a Big Bird t-shirt.
I did.
Wow.
Big Bird in the wild.
That
and
must
I was
have
like,
spoken to you.
It really, really did because I started out walking around. And when you sit at the table, we all had assigned seats, and there was a paddle, you know, with a different number on it. And so I'm like, okay, so we're going to be, you know, betting. I've seen this on TV. This will be exciting.
Bidding.
Yeah, bidding. It's definitely different than betting.
This is showing how much I knew about this going into it.
No, I think it's going perfectly.
That text we got's making a lot more sense now.
So it's the silent auction part was, you know, you pull up a QR code, and it was on a website. And the starting bid on this, so it was in a collection of other things, which I sent a screenshot of.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so it's a bunch of PBS stuff.
Yes. So I was, like, super pumped because I'm a viewer like you, thank you. Like, you're welcome. And I want to support it because, you know, funding in the air, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Oh, you got green book.
A red green book. That's okay. That's cool. Yeah. Him and his suspenders and duct tape.
Yeah. Very,
great,
very exciting
northern
stuff.
Climbs.
Yeah. There's 100 pages of filler in this, apparently. So, anyway, so I got super excited. The starting bid was $150.
Good Lord.
And I'm like, surely there's going to be more people who bet on this. I wanted to participate in the bidding.
Bidding.
And so I started
betting
bidding
at your gullah.
Yeah, and my gullah. I started the bidding at $150, and I'm
you
thinking,
started it there.
Tommy, I started it there. No, Tommy. That was the default. That was the default. So the opening.
I know, but why?
Right, but you did it.
You didn't even have to do that.
I thought it was a cool shirt, and I figured that other people would bid on this. Because it was the fancy people were there, and I was obviously one of them.
So do you think when you bid and you get your name going, if somebody else outbids you, you still get the item you wanted from the lot?
Well, I knew that
like,
wasn't going to happen.
Like, you liked the shirt, so you bid hoping somebody would buy it from you?
I was trying to draw excitement for it. And like, whoa, somebody's really interested in this. You know, it's like when
that's weird
you're
math.
Trying to drive the price up a little bit. I was for charity.
Yeah, that's true. Tommy,
okay, wait. What was the reason you put your name down? Was it to be charitable and drive up the bidding, or was it because you wanted a T-shirt and thought, this will work?
Well, I really wanted to do some fundraising.
Obviously. Tommy, I have a quick question.
I don't believe you for a second.
I wanted a T-shirt.
Well, do you have a random $150 just laying around that you can spend?
I do because of the talent fee for the live show, which is now
just burning a hole.
Which has
pocket.
Now been spent on a big T-shirt. So right. I was like,
you
okay.
You got all that rent you're saving moving back home.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been bad. I'm like, I can save so much money, but at the same time, I've never been on Marketplace, on Facebook Marketplace more in my life. And I'm like, I could spend all this money because I don't have to pay rent next month, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so I got this. And as time is getting closer, I'm like, hey, why is nobody bidding on this?
Nobody's as passionate about this pack of my grandmother's things as me.
Yes. Well, I was confused because I'm like, why would I thought the silent bidding kind of started it, and then later they had the paddles to put up, and they were going to be like, yeah, this is when it's going to happen. And I was waiting for that to happen and suddenly go.
So you thought silent auction part becomes out loud auction part?
Yeah.
Like this was just the silence, just the warm up?
That's just, that's just to put your get your toes wet?
Yeah.
What's the silent auction? Always a silent auction.
Well, I know that now.
Yeah.
I wore the shirt yesterday, but I got a bunch of other stuff in this too.
Oh, so you won.
So
no one else bid.
One else bid on this.
So what was the text we got? Did you ever read it?
I think Kelly just sent it. Yes.
I posted it on our story, but yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Tommy sent to the group, and it was just a real quick text that said, here it is. Guys, I'm at an auction right now, and I bet on a thing for kicks and giggles, and I won. $150 down the drain. Womp.
Womp, womp.
Maitland, LOL, what did you get? And how much will we make fun of you for spending $150 on it? And that's when Tommy sent the invisible message, which you have to hover your finger over to see.
Yeah, which I had to ask how that worked.
Yeah, and it was...
Nice job, Grandpa.
Yeah, I go, what is this?
And when you hovered it over, it said, a Big Bird shirt. And I immediately said, shut the F up, Thomas. And then free beer, what the F? And then Steve, Tommy, this is a poor financial choice. And then Maitland goes, you're lying. And
it was for a good cause.
But that's not all you got.
No,
you're
it's
burying
not.
The lead.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, you didn't do it for the good cause. You did it for the shirt.
The cause was for me. That was a good cause.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of other, I got a couple other shirts in here. I got like an NPR shirt. Mind you, I didn't look at anything else but the Big Bird shirt. So I didn't realize there was other things in it until I got a tote bag of other things, which was so exciting. I also got a shirt that's a large, but I'm going to show you that this is the largest large I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
That's a big large.
It is. It's a
pretty
large.
Big.
Rather
pretty
large.
Big.
Yeah.
What
you
is
built
on
it? Up
I can't,
a lot.
I can't see
it
with the reflection.
I don't know.
It says viewers like you.
Oh, nice.
With a rainbow. Can't read.
That's what it seemed like. Like, why can't you read that?
I was hoping it'd be Braille, but no, not today.
Can you read Braille?
No, but I can try. At least no one else will know that it's I'm the only one who will not know what it says. I can just make
viewers
it up as I go.
Like you, the blind.
That's a phrase not written in Braille that often.
Yeah.
No.
Viewers like you.
I got some stickers.
That is seeing eye dog.
Uh-huh.
And I got some books like you saw.
Well, this was made for you.
Yeah.
Stickers, books, T-shirts.
I can't help but think, though, that this was, like my text said, a very poor financial decision.
Oh, it was. I sat there. I'm like, I just lost $150.
What did you do with the Google Nest thing?
You gave it away.
I don't know what to do with it. I don't want that.
Why not?
It's literally the only valuable thing you got for $150.
How about
you watch your mouth?
How about we do a silent auction for you to make your money back?
Well, yeah, I thought the silent auction part was where you hold the paddle up and it's just silent.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
No. That's what's called an auction.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, I thought
you got 25, get 25, need 30, need 30. Now I got 25. Got 25,
I just
need 30, need 30.
30
gold.
All right, so Tommy's got a Google Home.
Yeah.
Do you know like what model it is?
Yeah. What's the size of that
Big Bird
speaker, dude?
Oh, it's a pretty hefty size thing.
Okay, so we have
that's how they scale
one hefty size Google Home. Okay. Send in your text if you want to bid on that,
and a large NPR shirt.
Yeah. Or if you want to bet on that,
or
if you want to
send in a text.
A book for the love of Europe, My Favorite Places, People, and Travel by Rick Stevens. Okay. Then the real one out there is a book about Auschwitz.
Okay.
Which was an unexpected inclusion.
That's strange.
This is the weirdest auction package I've ever seen.
Yeah, but I wore Big Bird yesterday. It was a big hit. Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, I remember thinking it all day. All
right.
Look, that Google Home, assuming it looks like the one I'm looking at in this picture. I don't know if it's the same one, but that's going for like $130 on Amazon.
Dummy!
Did I make profit?
Profit. And I doubt that you could charge the same as what Amazon can charge.
Well, that's not bad.
You should be able to get your money back. And that red green book's got to be worth cents.
I just want to remind you, Tommy, that no more than 24 hours before you made this very poor financial decision, mm-hmm. you were talking to me about like, hey, do you know if there's any like moving trucks that will move me for free?
It's called Friend with Pickup.
I was like, I don't know, man. I think you might be in trouble there. Oh, look, we got $35 on Big Bird already from the 269.
Tommy, would you hold up your Big Bird t-shirt again? I'd like to see the one you have.
I don't have the Big Bird shirt.
Are you kidding me?
I wore it yesterday.
That's the one thing he can't part with, guys.
I know. I just want to see how much it would cost on Amazon. I'm looking at a variety of Big Bird shirts, and the most expensive one is $18.
And
they've got so many.
All right. Well, we got it up to $35.
Okay.
But yeah, they want Big Bird.
Hard to find $150.
No, Big Bird's not for sale. Sorry.
Here's one of Big Bird sitting on a Bird Buddy.
Ooh, that's perfect for you.
Bird Buddy.
I already have it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be just a kind of a normal size house?
Yeah.
For Big Bird.
It's a Ring camera. He's at a door. I think he's a kidnapper.
That's a Big Bird, guys.
On the way. Let's see how you do on trending slang words.
Oh, geez.
I was just going to say, I think Tommy, all of our phones need to be linked to Tommy's credit card. When you give a little kid one of those like debit cards that's not really a debit card.
Or like when the kids want to download an app, they have to send permission to me and Kayla first.
Yep.
Yeah. Tommy, is your cell phone made by VTech?
Yeah, there's hella parental controls on this.
This is not Sigma at all, Tommy.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.